So NIJ nephropathy diagnosis is made by kidney biopsy, and the biopsy is usually prompted by gross or microscopic hematuria, which happens with more frequency in young patients, usually in children, very young adults, and less commonly in slightly older adults. Otherwise, they'll present with high blood pressure or with proteinuria, with or without abnormal kidney function. The diagnosis most commonly occurs between the ages of 25 and 40. And again, at least half of patients, when they're diagnosed, already have advanced kidney disease, usually at stage 3 CKD or greater. Again, the sustained exposure to proteinuria and ongoing disease activity leads to this high risk of kidney failure, again, usually stated as about 50% of patients progressing to kidney failure within 20 years. And again, because this disease presents early, kidney replacement is often required at a relatively young age. So again, we're really worried about delayed diagnosis leading to negative health outcomes.